What's going on, K-State Nation? Another episode of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer, again, for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan kids from K-State University on a cool Saturday. We are K-State Nation, August 1st, 2026. For your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of the weekend to do so. We are back, yes, and due to, this is actually great timing with me getting ready for this big race next, hopefully at this time, still be going on, yes, I'll get to all that today on my EG3 pod. We're going for two over there. Those episodes will be coming out this weekend as well. So along as that, where I've been queuing up for the last 2 weeks of the big race, not quote unquote the big race I'm talking about. But right now we're focused on K-State sports. We are less than 40 days from activity, and really you can probably say less than that if you're talking about the general of K-State athletics, where that is women's volleyball, women's soccer, obviously football, men's, women's basketball coming later on this fall. Cross country will be getting next month, I believe. Then you have, of course, men's, women's golf coming up this fall as well. Women's tennis, track and field, baseball, women's rowing. Again, your very first time listening to this podcast. Can't thanks so much to tuning in to this episode of this show. And beginning today, hopefully, Lord willing, throughout the rest of the year, every day coverage of your Kansas State Wildcats. I'm getting back in the flow as well. So this is actually perfect timing. I'm going to have to record ahead a little bit because I'm probably going to be most likely, hopefully, still occupied next Saturday. So about this time, but right now it is windy as I am recording this podcast in Kansas City, Missouri. So with all this going on, the 2026-27 sports season, there's going to be a quote-unquote Meet the Cats event going down at Bill Snyder Family Stadium August 22nd inside Bill Snyder Family Stadium, where September 5th, I'm not doing some math right now. It's too early in the morning. Where Nichols comes to Family State. Nichols, my gosh, I got that mixed up. Nichols comes to Bill Snyder Family Stadium to open up officially the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. Colin Klein returns to Manhattan, Kansas, as the new head coach of Kansas State football after being obviously a tremendous toughness player at K-State, and Big 12 champion, Heisman finalist, now looks to get put K-State back in respectability. As Nichols will open up the campaign September 5th. So there goes that as well. August 22nd is going to be autograph signing, and of course September 5th, as I've been saying, we're going to continue to hype it up because it's getting closer and closer. We're pretty much about a month out from activity at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, and we're not talking about autographs like Meet the Cats, but Meet the Cats, August 22nd, will be autograph session. Everything, it looks like the gates I'm seeing here, everything starts at 11. So there's that. So it looks like basketball, it's going to be both the men and women's basketball teams. Both the coaches are going to be there. Casey Alexander, the new head coach for the men, Jeff Mitty, this fall, I believe, if my memory states correctly, he's going to be entering his 13th year as head coach of the women's basketball program. He will be there as well. There's going to be games going on until 12:30. And then, of course, football, they're going to be locked down. So they're going to be doing their practice, according to what I'm looking at here, inside a Shamrock indoor practice facility. And then the football team looks like they're going to be heading over to the stadium. Colin Klein, speaking of which, will be speaking to the crowd. So, yeah, so definitely later on this month, August 22nd, make plans. If you have not made plans already, I know a lot of people like to plan ahead. But again, as I've said on here briefly and on my other podcast, that unfortunately, you know, things happen. I mean, we can't control that, but things happen, right? But if you're on the good side of it, definitely come to Manhattan, go out to Manhattan, or I should say, go come out to Manhattan, Kansas. I'm not in Manhattan, Kansas right now. To Manhattan, 22nd, 11:45. Call Coach Klein, will speak, and it's still Coach Kleiman, Coach Klein. It feels like the same damn thing. Of course, I'm talking about Chris Kleiman, the former K-State head coach, now sort of part of Coach Klein's staff. See, now, so we're now getting screwed up here on the podcast here, folks. There's that. And so Coach Colin Klein will speak to the crowd around 11:45. Again, this is all this August 22nd. Let's not forget, August 22nd. Yes, Meet the Cats event. This is the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things KD Sports. Eddie Greer back in the building here on what is seeming to be a cool... Is it fall yet? Is it fall already? August 1st, 2026. It feels like it's outside a little bit. Take out this damn wind. It's perfect. But there's no saying it's perfect as well. Volleyball. I mentioned that first. Volleyball. So this is interesting. So let me go back a little quick. So it looks like everything starts in the basketball in Bramlage. Then the football team will go to the Bill Snyder Family Stadium after that practice. Volleyball, their little main event will be taking place at Morgan Family Arena. Jason Mansell will speak. Actually, hold up. They're gonna be playing. So hold on. I went over the schedule a little bit a couple weeks ago. Oklahoma. So K-State Women's Volleyball will be hosting Oklahoma in a preseason game that same day. The first. Oh boy. Eddie's gotta get his act together. 1 p.m. That's what I meant. 1 p.m. August 22nd. Oklahoma preseason game. There, looks like the tickets there. Yeah, so single game tickets there for them. August 11th there. They go on sale August 11th there as well. So we're gonna have activity. So this is gonna be a full Saturday, August 22nd. You got Oklahoma taking on K-State on the women's volleyball side after all of that. So men's basketball will hold there. Autograph session. Again, you can look this up, ksports.com. And then, obviously, we're going to call this the main event because football, hey, that's what it is. Coach Klein and his team will be at Bill Snyder Family Stadium after their practice. There and then after that, it is K-State Women's Volleyball taking on Oklahoma. Now, we didn't recap any preseason games last year, and I expect, unless I get any notes, to do the same thing as well. And again, for those of you new to this podcast, we're going to, I'm pretty sure we're going to get new listeners on here. So again, this podcast drives our postcast after every K-State athletic event. But we've been kind of stretching it out a little bit. News stories, whatnot. So there's that. So again, after every K-State, we're going to do this again. This has been the staple of this podcast. After every K-State athletic event, this is why we're different than pretty much the rest of the K. And no, it's not a shot. It's not a shot to the rest of the podcast, K-State podcast, because they provide great content. And hey, that's why I say we need to focus on what's going on currently. Whether that's because we're not plenty of content with football. For the weekends coming up. But there's going to be times where there's going to be volleyball mixed in there. Soccer's going to be playing on the weekends. Volleyball's going to be playing on the weekends. Maybe a cross country. this well. But yeah, that's again, and sometimes, yeah, sometimes it would be three episodes a day. So there's that. So again, that's why you want to make sure you're a big time K-State fan. You want to be part of this action. That's why you need to describe this podcast. Everyday coverage of the K-State Wildcats. And again, I haven't said this part enough. Please, please, please give us a rating. 4 or 5 stars preferably. I have failed to say that enough. But again, please, it'll be most kindly of you at least to leave this podcast a rating. That doesn't just help me out. I don't want to take all the credit, but it helps out other K-State fans find out more about this particular K-State sports podcast. All things K-State sports. There's that. There's plenty of time to talk about football. But during the week, you're going to get games, volleyball, soccer games. I said cross country, right? Yeah. So there's going to be time. We'll dedicate Friday and Saturday to football. Obviously, we'll bring back the preview and whatnot. We did a preview last year. We did mostly previews and reactions. We'll do it again. Same thing. But unless something big happens, we want to save up the content for our Friday show. So that's what I'm trying to get at. I'm slightly differently. I mean, yeah, there's going to be news throughout the week. And there's other K-State podcasts. You want to listen to that? They'll have y'all. There's great content for that. So I'm pretty sure they'll have y'all covered on that. But I'm going to maybe start stacking it up a little bit. So for our preview show, talk about that leading up to kickoff. So that's probably maybe one thing I'm going to change a little bit. And focus on the other stuff, other things. There's more, and I've said this lately, and I'm gonna bring this up. There's more than just football and men's basketball, because if you take the rest out of the equation, you sucked ass last year. Let's just call it what it is last year. Now you have two new head coaches, Casey Alexander and Colin Klein, and we're gonna see what happens here. We're gonna see what happens here in a little bit now. So there's that, but yeah. So meet the Cats. August 22nd, opening game of 2026 on the football side, September 5th. So there's that, and I'm going to start actually hyping up speed of volleyball. Let me see if I can pull them up real quick while I have y'all on here. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in the building. So I mentioned Oklahoma that same day as Meet the Cats. That preseason game starts at 1 at Morgan Family Arena. And then the opener for K-State Women's Volleyball, August 28th against Texas A&M Corpus Christi, which is, again, the popular K-State Invitational. Season begins for Jason Mansfield and this new-look women's volleyball team there as well. So there you go on that. Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all this K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast around free people daily, which is court. Case. Content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what time it is. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Make sure you do tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. We are back. Officially. If you will. I know I recorded episodes here and there, but now we're back. Everyday coverage here. Again, if something big goes down between our sports, I'll do the best I can. Hop on this mic and give it to you here in this show. All K-State fans, attention. All K-State fans, attention. All K-State fans, we're back, baby. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. Everyday coverage of your K-State Wildcats for sure. So could not be more excited to be back on here again. And hopefully, let's see. You gotta do the math here. I'm hopeful to have one of the special guests on here before the football season starts. So there's that as well. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State Athletics with Cats.